Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Last night, Patriots fans who have spent the season wondering what could have been as they pressed their faces against the TV screen glass, watching Tom Brady light it up in Tampa Bay, they got a little something that everybody wants right now. Hope. Let's check the score with Radio Boston's Chris Siderick. Hey, Chris.
Tiziana, I told you that Tom Brady thing in confidence. How could you put me on blast like that?
Come on. Right up against the glass. So I like that there's a couple of things that are hopeful to talk about today. Tell me about the hope of which we are speaking in this case.
Yeah, we are going to keep the good feelings going because last night the Patriots came up with a huge win over the Baltimore Ravens, 23-17 in the absolutely pounding rain. I say it's huge because basically this was a must win to keep their playoff contention alive and potentially even keep the division title alive. The Ravens are considered, you know, one of the best two or three teams in the AFC. It was actually the first time the Pats were a home underdog since 2014. And over their last five games, they were 1-4. That one win against the Jets, we talked about that last week, they barely squeaked that one out. So this was a huge win. They really needed this win to stay relevant this year.
Chris, why does it feel so good to have something to cheer for? To be able to say, we don't have to feel, you know, sort of hopeless or worried about this team. We can actually be excited.
Well, I mean, we all need some good news right now, right? We've been kind of stuck, isolated, and trying to get through what seems like day after day of more bad news. So I think anything positive that we can kind of feel that we're a part of is a great thing. We've talked about the community of sports and the way it brings us together. And I think that's what this team potentially could do. Now, I'm getting a little ahead of the game here because this is just the one win. They're going to need to do pretty well the rest of the season. They can lose probably one more game and still have a shot at the playoffs. But what you saw last night was really promising. You saw this hard do you know smash mouth football? Do you know what I mean if I say that, Tiziana?
I'm assuming I know what you mean, but I'm not particularly
There's lots of teams that win with kind of a lot of trickery and a lot of kind of flashy offense. Smash mouth football means we're going to line up, we're going to kind of show you what we're doing,
yep.
And we're just going to be more physical than you are. And we are going to impose our will. And that's exactly what the Pats did last night. They ran the ball hard. And I think they chose their situations in terms of passing wisely. And I think that's what they're going to need to do to be successful. It's all about execution that way. It's about doing what you're trying to do better than the other side. Let the other team make the mistakes. It's a very Patriot approach. I will say, in terms of the flashiness and the trickery, there was one notable exception last night, and I just have to take a minute to highlight this here. This is with just about a minute left to go in the first half.
They've had a pretty good run in this area over the past couple of decades. Now the pass goes to Myers, and it's behind the line of scrimmage, and he's going to throw a high school quarterback he was, and Burkhead will make the catch in the end zone.
Okay, now a lot of listeners are not going to get why that is so cool, but talk about being imaginative about how people can bring their best stuff to the team and the field. Explain what it means for Myers to have been passing.
Yeah, so Jacoby Myers is usually a receiver. He lines up, he runs his route, and Cam Newton will throw him the ball. He takes a step back, so he's behind the line of scrimmage. Cam throws him the ball. That means that Myers can still throw the pass downfield. So he throws a long shot to Rex Burkhead, who has got two guys kind of draped on him, and there is a tiny, tiny window to fit this ball in, but Rex Burkhead makes this catch sliding to the ground in the soaking wet grass, soaking wet football. Unbelievable play to take the lead going into the half, which is a huge deal. And I talked earlier about attention to detail. There's one thing I have to play for you here that I think is really interesting. There was actually a tell on this play. If Baltimore was paying close enough attention, they might have noticed what was coming because I'll let Cam Newton describe the conversation that he had with Jacoby Myers after they decided this was going to be the play call coming out of a timeout.
I said, bro, don't panic now. He said, man, I got to take off my gloves. But I'm going to do it so they won't recognize nothing. So he took off one glove, then he takes off another one. I'm like, bro, what are you doing? He said, I got to take off another one, bro. I don't know. He did pretty good without being able to, you know what I'm saying, warm up or anything. And Berkey, you know, only thing he knows how to do is just score a touchdown, seems like, man. And he just made a big play for the team.
So I just love, I mean, that little bit of detail just shows creativity and a little bit of courage and mixing it up in kind of a panicky moment to try something different. Where is this all coming from? This honestly kind of hasn't been the Pats of the last several weeks.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that because I'm flashing back to when we were talking about the games last year. And the team was 8-0 at one point, and we were talking about how unhappy everybody sounded. But you can hear the joy in Cam's voice as he's saying that. And I think that really speaks to what they're building as a team. And it's what the Patriots have been about as a franchise. I mean, this really – folks are going to say I'm jumping the gun here. And I'm not saying this is the 2001 team. But it reminds me of that feel, that team mindset where you don't have necessarily the biggest superstars on the field. But if you flash back to the 2001 team that won the Super Bowl, they were 14-point underdogs. Nobody thought they had a prayer to win. But they
and that
just
was for listeners. That
job.
Was Tom Brady's first year. Just to be
yeah,
clear.
Exactly, exactly. He came in and you know it was a sixth round draft pick and no one really kind of knew what they were dealing with. But it's this whole mindset of out hustle, out work, out prepare the other team. And I just think it's really interesting. I want to play really quickly. Bill Belichick describing the win last night.
Really, you know, proud of the way the guys competed, and you know, I think we just got to continue to work hard and grind away and. You know, see if we can improve and do some things better next week than what we did this week. But we just keep making steady progress. You know, we're definitely headed in the right direction here.
So grind it out. That's going to be the plan here on out. They've really got to just outwork, outprepare the other team, do the little things right. And, man, it's fun to see bad weather football. That was a treat to watch last night.
Well, it was a treat to talk to you about it. That's Radio Boston's Chris Sitterick. Chris, thanks for checking the score.
Yeah, thanks for having me.